Hello there. It's good to have you with us today for another short devotional. Got an old skateboard here that I wanted to show you. It's more for the picture on the bottom, a picture of a raccoon. This skateboard is known as a Santa Cruz Trash Panda. And the title Trash Panda is slang for a raccoon. I happen to think the raccoon is a lovely animal, although of course they're not native here to Northern Ireland. They're more found in America and Canada and perhaps other parts of the world as well. Whenever I was a young lad, I used to go to my granny's house in the County Down, and she had two ceramic raccoons on either side of the chimney breast, and I used to think they looked really, really good with the big long tails and so on and so forth. Davy Crockett, of course, had a raccoon hat, but they're known as the Trash Panda, and that's simply because raccoons love to forage through the trash. They love to turn over garbage cans and rubbish bins and hoke and forage for food. And so in a slang manner, they're known as a trash panda. They eat almost anything. They're completely indiscriminate. They'll eat leftovers, they'll eat carcasses, they'll eat old food that's gone out of date, things that would make a lot of other animals unwell. But the raccoons aren't all that fussy about what they eat. That's why they're known as a trash panda. But you know, the sad thing is that many people in our world today, and we can always be guilty of it ourselves, is that we can feed on things that are unclean also. How often do people spend so much of their time on social media, filling their hearts, their minds, maybe even their homes with things that are unclean, unhelpful, and unprofitable? Sometimes we use our ears almost as garbage cans, and we fill our ears and our minds then, and even our hearts, our souls, our spirits, with things that are unclean, things that are trash, things that are rubbish. Scandalous stories that are recorded in the tabloids, unprofitable stories that are paraded on the internet, even through social media, Facebook and Twitter. So often we spend so much of our time, like the raccoon, the trash panda, nosing through the trash, feeding on rubbish, things that are unprofitable and unclean. And the sad reality is, and you don't need me to tell you it, that very often the church, the professing church of Jesus Christ, is very, very little difference between the church and the world. Many professing Christians love to hear gossip as much as anybody else. Many professing Christians spend a lot longer on social media than they do in the Word of God. We spend a lot more time on things that are unclean, perhaps unprofitable, unhelpful, that are for the trash can, for the garbage can, rather than on things that are good for the soul. Sometimes it surprises us how much time you can spend on television, on social media, on the phone, and different things, rather than in the Word of God. And I just want to finish by quoting a few verses of scripture for you at this time. Philippians chapter 4 is a wonderful chapter. No matter how downcast or discouraged you get, even as a Christian, you'll always find something in the book of Philippians to feed your soul, to encourage you, to stir you up, and most of all, to draw you to the Saviour. Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 8, Paul is bringing his letter to a conclusion, and he says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think upon these things." These are the things that the child of God is to meditate upon. Things that are true, things that are honest, things that are pure, things that are lovely, things that are of good report, things that are virtuous and praiseworthy. We're not to feed upon things that might not be true. We're not to feed upon things that are full of falsehood. We're not to feed and meditate upon things that are not lovely and impure. And maybe you say, well, where would I find something that Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8 is speaking about. Where would I find something that is just and honest and true and lovely and of good report? You'll find it in the Word of God itself. All these great adjectives that the Apostle Paul uses, they all describe the Word of God. And they all describe our wonderful Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, consider Him who endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Jesus Christ was honest. Jesus Christ was true. He was just. He was pure. He was virtuous. He was of good report. And certainly, He is altogether lovely. So don't be like the trash panda. Think about things that are good and righteous and pure. It'll bless your soul, it'll draw you closer to the Lord, and it will enable you to be a good witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks for your time, and hopefully we'll see you again tomorrow. God bless you. See you soon.